I can eat a whole cake that big. Oh, it is just out of this world. You mean you've never eaten cracking bread? Mm-hmm. It is delicious.
But the only bread I've eaten, you know, has been white bread and cornbread.
Well, this is just cornbread with this crackling cut up in it. Mm-hmm. It's greasy and it's awful rich and everything. Mm-hmm. But it's just real, real good. It's just, as I said, there's just so many things from the hog that you know, there's just mm-hmm. so much that you do from it.
Yeah.
That mm-hmm. you make from the hog. And these cracklings are just, oh, they're just wonderful. You buy those in the store.
Oh, you can?
The little cracklings of them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. What you buy now has some in the refrigerator. I bought some, but this what you buy in the stores, they has so many skins. They mostly skins. Excuse me. Of course, you have to cut those skins off before you can put the cracklings in your bread.
Yeah.
But occasionally you find them, but you don't. Now I got a pack that I've made cracking bread twice, and I have enough for another thing of cracking bread.
Wow, okay.
It's real good.
Uh-huh.
Anything comes from pork's good. I'm a pork eater. I don't care for beef, and I love country fried steak. And I like roast. But you know, everybody just laughs at me. To go out and get a steak, I don't like steaks.
Oh, really?
I like country fried steak.
A friend of mine came over and uh-huh. we cooked
country fried steak. Yeah. But that's about the only kind of steak I like.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I like roast. And then another meat that we have is the venison, you know, the deer.
Mm-hmm.
The deer meat, you know, that's real good.
How do you cook that up?
Well, you with the little steaks, you just cook them. Mm-hmm. You know, you just fix them. But you have to have them. You almost, unless they are tiny, you almost have to have a gravy with them because they're real, real dry. Because that fat's poison.
Oh, it is?
The fat on the deer is poison.
Oh,
and then you take those roasts and fix them just like you do beef roast. But you soak that. Nearly everyone marinates that roast in a vinegar water overnight before you cook it. And that takes some of that wild taste out.
Yeah, that's what I heard. It's kind of wild, a gamey taste.
But it is just delicious. I have some little steaks in there that Billy brought me. They're just not much larger than that. The little deer was so tiny. And they are just, I just had to cook the little things about 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a pack yesterday. I was looking in there and I still have some. Of course, there's just 2 or 3 little pieces in there. And they were real good. That's all I had this year. I have not had a roast at all.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't get to go. And he has one deputy that lives down at Sweetwater, Alabama. And he usually does a lot of hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And he brings a lot of stuff up to the jail. They have a large freezer down there for just personal use, you see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And, they didn't bring me. He didn't bring me in it. He didn't get to go hunting very much this year because there's been so much crime until the crime is increasing.
Really?
Until they don't have time. Yeah. Oh, dear. Every day it increases. I mean, you know, different things that they get into. I don't mean real killings and things like that, but things going on, stealing, and we have such a dope problem.
Really?
The Mopolis is 3/4 of the people in the Mopolis, teenagers. We had 7 teenagers that killed themselves in the Mopolis last year. And there's a ring, there's still 2 left, and one of the ones has already tried, but she didn't succeed. She's living. But there's 2 left of the ring.
I thought only big cities had that problem.
Oh, it is just, the Mopolis is just, it is just terrible.
What kind of,
and it's an high school here, small as it is.
Really?
And it's just growing by leaps and bounds.
Mm-hmm. What kind of stuff are they?
Well, they use the hard stuff.
Really?
Some of them are, yes. They use every kind.
I didn't think that would be bad.
Oh, the Mopolis is terrible. It's just awful up there.
Well,
they really have problems up there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's everywhere, I guess. Livingston, that school is just, I would say 75%.
Wow. I never even thought that, you know, any place away from a big city.
It's terrible. It's terrible. Mm-hmm. It's just horrible. All those children that committed suicide was under 17 years old.
Oh, yeah.
It was really something. Some of them good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just something. There's still two in the room.
Were they dealing dope or something?
Yeah, and they take it too, you know, and then they just get so far gone.